Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds.
Don't you Freedom know, Bound, Radio Without Barriers.
While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Freedom Bound. I'm Tony.
And I'm Warwick.
And my name's David.
G'day. Well, for the show today, we've got a few things for you. We've got Dave. He was talking to the coordinator of the International Dramatic Arts Studio. That's some courses they run, some drama courses for people with disabilities. We've got that coming up later. As well as I'll be talking to Dave because he's recently just come back from Japan. We're talking about some access and a few things that he got up to while over there. And Warwick, you've got something for us.
Yes, earlier in the week I spoke to Murray Flood, who is a special needs coordinator at Sydney's University of Technology, and I started off by asking her a little bit about the university.
The main campus of the university traditionally was on Broadway in the central business district of Sydney, and later on there was a campus established in the Haymarket, where the fruit market was, and there was also... Yeah, from about 1987, a campus at Balmain for the design faculty. And then recently, during the amalgamation process that most of the universities have gone through over the last year or so, we've been joined up with the Ku'ringai College of Advanced Education. So there's another campus there, and the adult education faculty, which is part of the same building that our old Marcus campus occupied in Haymarket.
And what are the university's policies regarding students who have disabilities?
Well, the new university is will be adopting quite soon a policy of increasing the participation and graduation of students with disabilities by 20% over the next 4 years.
And of the students that are here now, what subjects are they doing or degrees are they doing, and what types of disabilities do they have generally?
Well, I don't have very accurate statistics on that, but I can tell you just, you know, from the students that I deal with regularly, that we have students with severe visual impairments in maths, computing science, mechanical engineering, and recently a blind student completed a short course in the law faculty. We have students with hearing impairments in computing science and adult education. Students in wheelchairs, students with mobility impairments who require wheelchairs in business, law, humanities and design. Students with other mobility impairments in humanities, engineering, business and biological science. From time to time we have people with temporary disabilities, such as broken arms and legs, but we also have students who have long-term loss of the use of their arms. And they require note takers. And at the moment we have students like that in maths and engineering.
You mentioned some of the services provided, like note takers. What other services does the university provide?
Apart from the note taking service, we have been able to provide equipment for students requiring enlargement of images in computers and for reading books. Note takers, as I said, and generally assistance getting around the campus, and a medical service here at Broadway, and Ku'ringai campus has a medical service too.
And invariably there are problems disabled students have. What are some of the problems you find the students having at UTS?
Some of the biggest problems have been with the physical environments here at Broadway and at Marcus campus. There's been a, because we're an inner city campus, it's been difficult for us to provide adequate parking for students with mobility impairments. We sometimes have trouble with the lifts, people not being able to get to all floors. when lifts are taken out of service. I'd say those are the main things, really.
Yes, but the staff are trying to work around that, are they, and encourage students with disabilities?
Yes, certainly. Overall, I've found in talking to students with disabilities that the feedback I get about academic staff is overall quite positive. It's not as though it's all perfect or anything, but overall, I'm really often pleasantly surprised at the way academic staff have gone out of their way to help students with disabilities. In terms of the physical problems, well, that's often boils down to finding the money to make that the sort of priority that I believe it should be. And those problems are being resolved, but only very slowly, in my opinion.
Okay, Murray Flood, thanks very much. And for any potential students out there, you do occasionally come across some problems. I happen to know at UTS that the campuses at Broadway and Coringai are quite accessible. For the others, I'm not too sure. But for anyone that does want information, they can get in touch with Murray Flood or Geraldine Ray on 218 9262.
Come sail your ships around me and burn your bridges down. We make a little history, baby, every time you come around. Come loose your dogs upon me and let your hair hang down. You are a little mystery to me, every time you call around. We talk about it all night long. We define our morrow ground. But when I crawl into your arms, everything, it comes tumbling down. Come sail your ships around me and burn your bridges. Every time you come around, your face is fallen sad now, for you know the time is nigh. When I must remove your wings and you must try. Sail your ships around me and burn your bridges down. Oh, we make a little history, baby, every time you come around. Come loose your dogs upon me time you call around.
That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with the Ship Song. We've got an interview now that Dave did at the International Dramatic Arts Studio. Him and I went along to one of the workshops, and this is what Dave did.
It's all your fault.
Yeah.
Okay, and Judicial. It's all your fault.
Yeah.
And Loving. It's all your fault.
Yeah. Excuse me, Pippa, what is actually going on here?
Okay, so what's going on here is we're doing a radio play workshop with IDAS, International Dramatic Arts Studio, and what Tony and I are doing at this moment is some dialogue. So we're experimenting with different emotions and attitudes in speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long has this been going on?
The workshop has now been happening. This is the third session. We're running it for 6 weeks, and we're covering everything that a radio play would demand, everything from acting to discovering voice and pitch and accents and rhythms. And
the people that are involved in the workshops, they're special sort of people, aren't they? Can you describe...
Especially me.
They're extra special. Yeah, okay. So we're currently working together, and the people, the participants of the workshop, have some sort of physical disability in some way. So we actually have two people that have visual impairment. One person has cerebral palsy, and two of the men in the group are also quadriplegics.
So what sort of other causes are you involved in presently, any workshops?
Okay, so the International Dramatic Arts Studio has part of a special department of that called Specialist Courses, and we have done two drama workshops already, one with people with visual impairment and one other one. We're working towards a professional acting trip and professional acting classes for 6 months, working up a network of getting people together that are committed to it to explore different avenues, and we'll be doing everything from acting, melodrama, clowning, miming, everything you can imagine that can be in a dramatic sphere is what we're going to be exploring, either in separate workshops or when we finally get together and do this 6 monthly intake of people who want to do committed acting work.
And is it only open to people with physical disabilities? Or
currently, the courses that I'm running are, but the IDAS also run a variety of courses, from everything from ethnic populations to people that are able-bodied that want to be doing acting on a full-time basis and diplomas.
And what does IDAS stand for again, and how can people get in contact with you?
It's the International Dramatic Arts Studio, and currently the phone number for that is 713-4497, and our office currently is based in Drummoyne, and we'll probably be operating mainly from rooms in Rozelle and Drummoyne.
Can I have that phone number again, please?
713-4497, and it's a Sydney number.
Okay, let's get in some acting.
So Dave, you've just recently come back from Japan. Tell us a bit about that and how you got involved to go there.
Yes, I went to Japan with three other fellows. Two of them were in chairs, one was a paraplegic, one was a C6 quad. And we went over there for about 11 days and played music at two concerts, one in Tokyo and one in a city about 4 hours north in Sendai.
And they paid for...
Yeah, it was certainly a chance of a lifetime. The people over there paid all our airfares and all our accommodation expenses when we were over there. It was sort of an organisation. You know, you might have heard of an organisation called FESPIC. They run games like Paralympics and that every year. But about 6 years ago, they ran a music festival and they decided to run another one. And what it is, we went over there and we were there with some Koreans. There was a Korean string quartet.
And in wheelchairs as well?
Yeah, well, there were two guys in chairs, two guys who had spina bifida, and they were quite excellent musicians. What's happening every couple of weeks, different countries are over there. Like now there's China and Tibet, and in another couple of weeks, Indonesia is going over. Yeah, it was a fantastic experience for us.
One thing I've got to ask you, Dave, the access. Tell us about it.
Well, the access. It was fantastic on the streets of Tokyo and the streets of India.
So, would you sleep on the streets?
No. when you're the the ramps are a great gradient, and the and the footpaths onto the street is about an inch, so you can push around all the cities, and it's fantastic for you know when you're outside.
And the buildings.
And the buildings are a joke. Certainly are.
A joke.
They're a joke. Because, as you know, the Japanese physique is rather small, and
So the buildings are?
The buildings are okay, it's just that the toilet facilities are quite strange. If you've ever seen an Asian toilet, you'll know what I mean. But in the hotels that we stayed at, we had to be lifted onto the toilet for showers and also to fly our missions. So it was
a hairy experience.
It was a hairy experience, but...
Fully worth it. I suppose it would have been a language barrier as well.
No, it was quite amazing. Like when we first got off the plane, you know, usually when you get off a plane, your wheelchair is straight there so you can get into it. But we couldn't tell the people what the hell was going on. So we actually ended up spending about 45 minutes in these little microscopic aisle chairs that are quite uncomfortable. We had to wait till we got our baggage
So the band's four members, right, and three in wheelchairs.
Yeah,
that was the whole deal of going over to some disabled band.
That's right. One of the guys, the C6 quad, he plays didgeridoo. That's Grant Nickel, and Arnie Hanna. He's a guitarist. He actually has done some music with Max Q, and he's performing in bands in Sydney now. And Les Holcomb is an able-bodied. He was our helper. He did a fantastic job. And myself, I went over there and I played some synthesizers and did a bit of singing as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And one of these songs that we're going to be putting on now is one that you did play over there?
That's right. Our last day in Tokyo, we were interviewed in a hotel by a journal over there, an English-speaking journal, and they actually paid us for that interview. So some of that money went towards producing a demo tape when we got back. And... this next song is one of the songs, yeah.
And what about, do you recommend any way for wheelies to go to Japan?
Oh, certainly, like it's the country itself and the culture is just fantastic. But I recommend to take at least two able bods with you.
Go in a family group,
yeah, and venture forth. Just because of the toilet facilities and things like that. Yeah.
All right. What's the name of this song?
Oh, this song is called Central Station. It's about a friend that I met over here, a Japanese lady. I met in a Japanese curry restaurant, would you believe, in Glebe. Anyway, and it's about hoping going over there and hopefully meeting her. Yeah, so let's put it on.
Thank you. she laughed. She wouldn't let go. I smiled, she laughed. I wouldn't let go. She talked to the waitress. She laughed at my dress. We talked about the mountains, the things you should never forget, like take me to the bullet train, yeah. Take me to the bullet train, yeah. Take me to the bullet train, yeah. I wanna see her one more time again. Take me to the bullet train, yeah. Take me to the bullet train, yeah. Take me to the bullet train, yeah. I wanna see her one more time again.
An interesting song, Dave.
Thank you very much, Tony.
A reggae sort of a sound there.
Yes.
Are you going to be a superstar soon with this one, or?
No, I've decided to retire.
To retire, okay, fine. Well, that's just about wraps up a show again for this week, doesn't it, Dave? You got anything else to say?
Yes.
Oh, the special's coming up.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some specials in the next few months.
A special.
Specials.
Sort of thing they do on commercial.
We've got some support from an organisation called Accessible Arts, and we're going to be doing some specials on accessible venues and the use of tech.
Arts in general.
Arts in general, yeah. And we're going to do a special on computers and music, using that sort of technology to create. Yeah, things like that.
It'll be the old gang back, I think, next week. So you can look forward to our company again, I guess, the week after, Dave, I. And Warwick. Warwick.
Where's Warwick? Oh, next
week. Warwick's going to sleep.
Warwick's going to sleep.
So, yeah, but we will be back again. Not 2 weeks, but looks like 4. Maybe. Could be. Hopefully. Okay, until then. Ciao.
Here's a song by Nick Cave, The Witness.
Desire. And time gets somewhat muddled here. But no matter, no matter. Here come the events all tumbling down. Now beyond the wall was a great garden into which we passed. Here's a me and my friend. And the place was all overgrown with weeds. And behold, from its center there rose a great fountain. A fountain with the healing waters. Yes, a fountain with the healing waters. And we knelt down by the rim. And I dipped my hand in. And she dipped her hand in too. And I said, are you healed? And she said, well, are you healed? And I said, yes, I'm healed. And she said, oh, yes, I'm healed then too. And I said, babe, you are a liar. Babe, you are a liar. Babe, you are a liar. Babe, you are a liar.